The Sanford Harmony Program is a research-based project designed to help improve how boys and girls think about and treat each other. The idea is that by facilitating harmonious relationships between boys and girls at a young age in the classroom, the learning environment will improve and set the stage for positive relationships throughout a lifetime. The program was developed by Arizona State University researchers. It's now being introduced in South Dakota by USD and SDSU as a part of the new Sanford Education Collaborative. The $30 million national initiative is led by National University and includes six other universities as well. Nicholas Schudeck is chair of the Division of Curriculum and Instruction at the University of South Dakota, and he joins us here in the studio. Nick, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. It's excellent to be here.
And a little bit later, we'll hear from Jill Thorngren, dean of SDSU's College of Education and Human Sciences. But first, tell us a little bit about the Sanford Harmony Program. Is this designed to solve certain social problems in the classroom?
I think in the grand scheme, when we were talking with Denny Sanford and the researchers, there was a very broad scope that this would have some sort of a larger social impact on the road, to such extent that he was hoping by rolling this out, along with his other programs, that one of the main outcomes would be a reduction in divorce and violence against women.
So the idea is that this all starts with the way that we relate to each other as young as, what, pre-kindergarten and preschool?
That's right. The gender lines are very distinctly drawn early on. And, for the most part, we think this stuff is cute and a part of development. And in many families, we go along with this. You know, the whole idea of cooties, if you're sitting next to if you're a boy sitting next to a girl, the idea that you're in a boy sandwich or a girl sandwich or boy locked or girl locked and you can't get out because of gender. You know, this stuff, you hear this quite a bit in the preschool, the early childhood levels. I have kids at 6 and 5 and, they come home when we're eating around the table talking about being boy locked or girl trapped or boy trapped and that they can't get out. And that, this gender is a barrier to prevent interactions. Of course, we laugh about it. We think it's cute. It's adorable to some extent. But to some extent, what this research and I think other gender-based research has indicated that it might be problematic and something to take a look at.
Now, as I mentioned, this started with researchers at Arizona State University. They were working with T. Denny Sanford in developing this.
That's right. They were looking at improving lines across gender in somewhat of a longitudinal way. And how can they do this curricularly? How can they do this in terms of a longitudinal program that isn't just done in one grade level and then ignored? But if you start this particular program in a grade level, let's say a pre-kindergarten or a kindergarten classroom, and go all the way through till grade 6 is what this one does, and that each teacher is using the same common language and they have a common vision about what it is that they're doing, what are going to be the outcomes? And in this sense, there have been a couple distinct outcomes related to achievement in reading and math. The overall idea that that if some of these barriers or lines of difference are mitigated, that people actually like school, bullying goes down a little bit, and that overall empathy seems to increase. And then when those things happen, that classroom aggression overall in terms of lines of difference decreases. And these are good things. And I think these are what most teachers want to do and aim to do anyway.
And it reduces cooties.
Cooties, that's right, right. Nobody wants that. So
now, this has been around for a few years, so this has been actually in classrooms elsewhere?
That's right. So it's relatively new in terms of a research initiative. But it's been out in schools in other states on some coastal areas. Florida has done quite a bit with Harmony, and then so I think after some of the results have been coming in, I think Sanford wanted to get together with some key institutions to see if we can roll this out on a larger national scale, and then eventually put some research behind it. As a matter of fact, the Sanford Education Center is trying to partner with New York University to be one of its main research arms, and then each university that has the capacity can do their own forms of research. So we have National University as a distribution arm, Arizona State as type of a research arm, creating this research, and then possibly New York University coming along to be a little bit more of a longitudinal researcher with everybody.
How much has this been able to be measured to see if this idea, if this program is actually working the way that the people behind it so think it will.
Before he ended up rolling it out nationally, they worked with Arizona State in terms of creating metrics and instrumentation to research this. The ins and outs I don't know of at this particular moment. But they had presented on some of this and that some of this data is coming in ever increasingly from some of those other states that have been doing it a little bit longer, or a lot longer than we have.
Now, as we mentioned, the collaborative that was announced last week, the Sanford Education Collaborative, USD, SDSU, a part of that here in South Dakota. And in a bit, we'll hear from Jill Thorngren at SDSU to see what SDSU is doing with this. But first of all, how is USD, how are you working with this program and rolling it out in South Dakota?
So it's all gone pretty quickly. So when we first heard, we got together and talked about, you know, who would be, you know, our possible local partners, who can we work with to roll some of this out. And so in the end, we ended up partnering with Sioux Falls School District in terms of pre-kindergarten, their pre-kindergarten classrooms. With Beersford, we're partnering with San Agnes School in Vermilion and some other classrooms in Vermilion as well.
So this is just the starting out with just the classrooms work and implementing this in the schools.
That's right. So we've Jared Jacobs, who's a professor of early childhood. She's nationally, internationally known. We sent her out to National University to get trained as a trainer to work with our school districts to make sure that the training that Arizona State and National University has in mind to actually make this legitimate, that we can provide that with our school districts and our partners. And then so we're working, you know, slowly and smartly on this so as, you know, not to overpromise or underdeliver, to make sure that it's going in somewhat of a you know, this first year, like many years, will be somewhat of a pilot. We'll do a lot of listening, a lot of taking notes. And then also at the same time, trying to roll it out in other schools, other grade levels too.
So initially in Vermilion and Beersford, that starts then this fall?
And Sioux Falls, yep. Sioux Falls, Vermilion, and Beersford, yep, this fall.
And Jill Thorngren is Dean of SDSU's College of Education and Human Services, and I spoke to her earlier this morning about SDSU's role in the Sanford Education Collaborative and the implementation of the Sanford Harmony Program.
We're very excited to be one of 9 partner universities from around the country, including, of course, our friends at USD, and then perhaps you saw in the press release there's folks in Florida, in Minnesota, in New York. We're kind of spread out across the country, and so we, as I said, are one of 9 institutions that will be implementing the Harmony program. And I think part of the exciting piece is that we will each do that a little bit differently. We will each gather data about our implementation and come back together and share the results and just continue to make it an even stronger program.
And what is SDSU's role in the implementation of the Harmony Education Program?
So we're really excited about this, Carl. We have a really good relationship with the Boys and Girls Club, and we have partnered with them on other projects. So we're actually going to begin our implementation this summer at Boys and Girls Clubs here in Brookings and down in Flandreau, and hopefully down in Yankton as well. So we are partnering with the Boys and Girls Club. We also, in our College of Education and Human Sciences, have what we call the Family Resource Network, which is a wonderful outreach of our college and works with families and children in the communities, daycare providers, etc. So we're also going to be working with the Family Resource Network and implementing the Harmony program in 4 child care centers. So we're really looking at even younger than school-aged children, so preschool children as well. So that will be how we initially implement Harmony.
And how, you know, in particular, how is this implemented? I mean, what are you doing?
So it's a great program that Sanford actually provides to us. It comes with kits that has lots of stories and activities and really interesting and engaging things for kids to do. We are implementing it by using college students, so graduate students in early childhood and counseling to help us actually go into the classrooms. We'll be going into the power-up classrooms at the Boys and Girls Club and actually implementing the various activities that that are part of the design.
Is that an important part of it, that that your graduate students at SDSU are involved with the actual implementation of this program?
We think so, Carl, because it's another collaboration. So Jennifer Campman, whose background is in early childhood education, is kind of heading up this program, but she's using students from our counseling program to help her. And so it's a collaboration now between early childhood and counseling. And we can certainly see using other graduate students with different backgrounds. We think they each have a particular part to play. So we think that that's part of the excitement, is getting some interdisciplinary collaborations going.
And what happens after this initial phase of the collaborative from SDSU and the Power Up program at the Boys and Girls Clubs at Brookings and Flandreau?
Well, we will gather pre and post data and work on analyzing that data, which we will contribute back to the Sanford Education Collaborative. And then we will actually be working with the child care centers that I referenced. We'll be working with them throughout this next academic year, so September through May, implementing the program and gathering more data. One of the twists, if you will, that we're interested in is getting data from parents and really bringing in the parent and family perspective. And so we'll be interviewing parents and talking with them about the social skills that their children are learning, and we'll try to round it out by educating them as well so they can continue helping implement the program in their homes.
In regards to the Harmony program, is this something that in the past was lacking, or is it just a new way of helping younger kids with the social skills?
You know, I think it's a new way. I think that certainly our teachers and educators have long focused on social skills, and they know and we know that positive relationships impact academic achievement. But I think that this is a new approach, and I think it makes it a little bit easier and more efficient. We know that teachers have a lot to do, and they have a lot of responsibilities and much on their plates. This program that has been put together, it's been researched, it's been developed, it's inclusive, I think is another approach to social skills. And I think our method of using our graduate students, who certainly need experience both working with children and conducting research, makes it efficient and it's kind of a new approach as well.
That was Jill Thorngren, Dean of SDSU's College of Education and Human Services. She was talking about SDSU's role in the Sanford Education Collaborative and the implementation of the Sanford Harmony Program. With me in the studio is Nicholas Shudak. He's chair of the Division of Curriculum and Instruction at the University of South Dakota. And as Jill Thorngren described what SDSU is doing with this program, working with the Boys and Girls Clubs in Flandreau and Brookings, and you know, this is different from what USD is doing. So is this part of an idea of just kind of using different elements, finding different ways, different ages, different classrooms?
Yep.
to use this program or to
yes, I think when we were at the initial meeting of the collaborative, and then in, you know, emails and in phone calls, so the idea is to be able to, if it works, right, which we're all confident that it does, then we should be able to get it out into as many sites as possible that work, let's say, in some sort of structured way with children. So I think it's really great. She was talking about how inclusive it is in terms of where they can take this, working with the Boys and Girls Club and other areas. And I think that's absolutely a part of the vision of the Sanford Education Center. Not only can, you know, we do this at the pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and school level, but we should be using it with Boys and Girls Club. We should be going out into Head Start, should we be able to be lucky enough to have those partnerships, to go out into to those sites as well.
How does the partnership with SDSU work from USD? How do the two, you know, those of you who are working this program, are you working closely together, trading, you know, ideas?
Trade secrets, stuff like that. Yeah, you know.
I mean, you're not really separate. I mean, you're just, you're you're just two different institutions.
Yeah, I think so. But one of the really great things about working in the state of South Dakota is that almost all the teacher prep programs in the state just get along so well together. Everybody actually, I think, genuinely likes each other. And so as Jill was talking about what she and Jen are going to be doing and rolling out, it's a bit different than what we're rolling out, right? And I think we know each other well enough to know that if we collaborate well enough in terms of gathering data about implementation and sharing that within the with our state partners, but also with the other people in the collaborative, students in schools are going to benefit, right? Students in other education sites are going to benefit from this type of work. And so we can work closely together about whether, you know, how to partner, what the partnering looks like, and then what the data and the results are actually saying. And then we can always leverage resources. We can always write about this together. We can always disseminate this paper. And I think we should absolutely work with the Department of Education or the Board of Education, Board of Regents, in terms of disseminating the type of research that's going out that could possibly improve the lives of children in schools. That's what we're here for.
What have you heard from the schools that USD is working with in Vermilion and Beresford and Sioux Falls are you know, teachers, you know, it seems like there's always these new ideas, yep. New programs that come through. Here we got something else for you. I mean, what has been their reaction to this?
That's right. So I think many of them were rightfully, were cautious and rightfully so, right? Is this another thing that somebody's going to try to partner with us, put something on us with little funding, little support? And so I think that's one of the things that makes this different. But when we're meeting with our partners, and we met with some people that were really great that decided, you know, maybe we just need some time to see this roll out. And that's completely understandable. But I think everybody was concerned about the support, right? Is this just something that's going to come from 1 year and then we're never going to see you guys again, right? And they're making an investment of time with working with us, but also in changing, you know, the teachers are slightly changing up what it is that they're going to be doing in the classroom in terms of management and also in terms of materials. And as Jill was saying, that one of the great things about the Sanford partnership is that we get to provide those materials and some of those resources and that training. But I think that was one of the biggest concerns, and I think school districts and superintendents are approached all the time with, hey, the next best thing, what's the next best thing? We got something that's going to change your lives, right? And so when we met with them, and we met with several of our partners on several occasions to go through all of the kits and the materials that Jill was talking about, to meet with teachers, to meet with other administrators in the school, to talk about it, let them look at it, and then really to talk about what supports are we going to be given if we decide to go with USD or SDSU. And so we talked about the training. We'll give you training. We'll try to set it up in terms of graduate training. We'll come out when you say. And like I said, USD had sent Jared Jacobs to National U to become a trainer, so that we don't have to contact somebody outside to come in. That Jared, one of the most well-renowned people internationally in early childhood, is going to be doing the training at the early childhood level.
So for here at USD, this summer, before the fall, before the schools that we mentioned undertake the Harmony program, what is happening? What sort of prep work is happening before then?
So Jared and I are meeting with the Harmony folks to make sure that we're progressing as we said we would progress. But we're meeting with our partners in terms of when do they want us to come in to talk to them about what is involved in the training, so that the building administrators and the teachers can start to think about what's August going to look like. Is it going to be best to do this in September? Some of them are saying, hey, can we actually, if USD is providing a stipend to do it, can we get some of the teachers to come in June, July before the school year starts, so they can start already thinking about planning their curriculum and their programming in June and July instead of doing it in August and September.
Well, Nick, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
No, I appreciate the opportunity. It should be a really great thing for the state of South Dakota.